Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 17th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we sit down with Derek Mouberry, the CEO of Zetro US, on that company's plans for entering the North American market with its unique and innovative Class 3 gaming machines. This week's podcast is sponsored by IGT with its newest MLP theme, Prosperity Link, which is a hit and performing at over 3 times versus house, according to the Isla's June report. Learn more at igt.com/prosperity. Derek Mouberry spent most of his career with Bally's Scientific Games and Light & Wonder, eventually becoming president of the gaming division of Scientific Games. With the reorganization of Light & Wonder, Mouberry was named president of Zetro US 6 months ago, a company founded by Johnny Ortiz and led by corporate CEO Sebastian Salat. Zetro is well known throughout the world because of its bingo machines and more recently because its Class 3 slots have given the major manufacturers a run for their money in South American jurisdictions. That gave Zetro the confidence to expand beyond their strongholds in South and Central America. Mouberry is charged with spreading the word about Zetro games in the United States. He spoke with me at the GGB offices in Boulder City, Nevada in June. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. My guest today is Derek Mouberry. Derek is the CEO of the U.S. Arm of Zetro, correct?
That is correct.
Okay,
yeah,
great. You. Well, congratulations on that appointment. That's something new for you. I mean, you spent all those years with Bally's and Scientific Games and building that company up to what it became. And I guess this is a new challenge for you.
This is absolutely a new challenge, and I couldn't be more excited. I've been on the job now exactly 4 months.
Okay.
So we're still pretty new.
Right.
And very exciting, though, and I love what the future holds for
us. Right. Well, you know, I know Sebastian Salat, who's the CEO of the overall company, and he's a great guy. He's been out there for years as well.
And him and I actually worked together for a great time as well.
That's right. I remember that. So why don't you start with, you know, a lot of people, you know, don't really know what Zetro is. Those of us in the industry know, we've seen the stands at all the trade shows, but give us a little background on Zetro then.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, because you know, there's a lot of people who don't know who we are, mm-hmm. you know, and we're just entering now into the U.S. market. So while we're new and growing here in the U.S. market, we're a very well-established international company, as you say. You know, we've got over 1,000 employees around the world. But, you know, the company started back in 2007. Mm-hmm. Johnny Ortiz, who has a tremendous passion for games content and making great products that make customers happy, obviously. You know, so a lot of people know us from our early days, mm-hmm. when the company started, which is our bingo roots.
Right.
You know, where we had tremendous success throughout countries in Latin America, primarily in Mexico. And really, some people today, when you ask them, you know, what do you know of Zetro, mm-hmm. they think of us still as a bingo company.
Sure.
Despite, you know, a lot of our recent successes and our recent expansions are really all in the Class 3 video slot area. Mm-hmm. And it was probably about 2016 or so that the company started making the transition to doing video slots in addition to bingo games, obviously.
Right.
And that's really taken off. Mm-hmm. And we've seen ourselves grow tremendously since then. And so, you know, our goal now is to get customers in the U.S. market established with who we are and mm-hmm. who our products are
okay.
and what our products are about.
Well, you know, they've always kind of dabbled in the U.S. market, but I guess with your appointment, this means they're going full bore.
This is full steam now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's been a few what I would call you know some put our toe in the water mm-hmm. maybe a little
right.
bit in some past times. We tried initially to bring some of the early bingo products to the U.S. market, mm-hmm. just maybe wasn't the right product for the consumer here.
Right.
And yes, we tried those. That didn't necessarily work out as we had hoped. And then tried some of the early Class 3 content to kind of see how we were doing. And, you know, I think what made us feel good about what the now was the right time. You know,
mm-hmm.
you might ask the question, why now?
Right.
And I think it was our performance in video slots or what we saw in other markets around the world.
Sure.
You know, in areas like Mexico and Argentina and other key markets
mm-hmm,
where we go head-to-head with the biggest and best, right? You know, we go head-to-head with the Aristocrats and Light and Wonders and IGTs of the world, and we saw that our products could perform, and in some cases, outperform those competitors' products. And so that gave us the confidence, I think, that our content, our cabinet strategy was ready for the U.S. market.
Okay, great. So tell us a little about the product. So tell us about your R&D department. Obviously, that's the heart and soul of any slot company.
Yeah, I mean, R&D is the foundation of everything for every slot company. There's over 300 people working in the R&D department, primarily based out of Spain today. So our products are developed over there. But they're developed in such a way that, you know, we have global aspirations when developing a product. You know, so we're looking at what the market requirements are in the different regions of the world that we operate in. And then even here within the United States, obviously within the different states, because you can see dramatic differences in how a product needs to get set up within something that might go in Oklahoma versus what might go in a casino in Southern California. And so it's a growing R&D team with a number of resources behind it, focusing on all the normal elements you would expect to build great slot content.
Right. And what about some of the actual products that have proven to be successful so far?
Yeah, so we're just getting started, obviously, in the U.S. market, but we've seen success beyond really our expectations. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're an early entrant into a market, you kind of try and set your expectations accordingly. That, you know, it's hard as a new entrant because players, as they go to the casinos, they kind of get used to playing certain products that they've expect and they've seen for years and years over time. And so we recognize we're trying to break in and we're trying to make that transition for customers over to our product lines. And so we've got a whole series of products, four different unique cabinets that we've launched, and with a series of different content on them. And our performance is generally exceeding our expectations and customers' expectations. We're starting to get now reorders from customers, which is oftentimes the ultimate sign of confidence, right? That you know, they took the initial bank of games, it's performed well for them, and now they want more products.
Right. Well, I saw a lot of your product at the NAGA trade show in Anaheim last month, and it was impressive. I mean, the graphics are really bright and they jump out at you. So are you trying to do something a little bit different than other companies are doing right now?
Yeah, you know, our new Glare product line, which is the what we had at NAGA. Right. So four unique cabinets, all different form factors, four different content streams to go on each of those cabinets. Right. The Glare line has enhanced side lighting that you saw, 4K resolution on the monitors, which, you know, I think brought characters lifelike, you know, in terms of, I think maybe the ultimate compliment for us was the number of competitors that came to the booth to look at some of our products. And sometimes at a trade show, that's the judge of how well you're doing.
Right.
And
well, on Friday, there wasn't a lot of other people there.
And so it was a good opportunity for people to see, you know, what Zetro was about. And I think people are hearing about us in the marketplace now, and they're walking casino floors and they're seeing something new, and they look at it and go, yeah, who is that? And they see on the side, obviously, it's a Zetro product, and they know now we're entering the market.
Sure. Are you targeting tribal casinos initially in your first rollout here?
Yeah, you know, so there's, you know, a lot of markets to enter into, into North America, you know, roughly a million machine market. Right. We're focusing basically almost exclusively in the tribal markets today.
Right.
We're in the process of getting licensed, as you know.
Right.
That's the first step for any new slot company in the United States market, is to seek out the appropriate regulatory licenses. We're in the process of doing that. So today we've got machines in three states.
Okay.
We've got machines in California, Oklahoma, and Florida, mainly in tribal casinos, some commercial casinos down in the Florida market. But we're actively looking to expand, obviously, and there's going to be a whole series of expansion plans.
Sure. Well, the compliance is always very complicated and time-consuming, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess that's the main thing that you have to worry about.
Well, it's
right
one
now.
Of the great things of this industry, right? It's what this industry's founded on is kind of the compliance process and we're an industry of trust, obviously, and we've got to have that trust with the consumers, and that includes trust as manufacturers. That we're reputable suppliers, and so we're going through that process, and it does take time, once you get through that, we found a lot of customers have been anxious to do business with us once we get the appropriate approvals.
So where can people see your products? I mean, you know, we were just talking that, you know, that you're looking for a Las Vegas office and a showroom, and that's a little blip on the radar there. But but you know, where can people see them?
Yeah. So today, as I mentioned, mainly in California, mm-hmm. Oklahoma, and Florida, in tribal markets all throughout California, both Northern California and Southern California. Mm-hmm. So we've had some great partners down there that have helped us launch mm-hmm. some of those products, including Pechanga, Valley View, Red Hawk in the north. So many of the great facilities have been amazing partners with us, have welcomed us, taken the products, given us good positions to see how consumers react. The Seminole Tribe in Florida has been an amazing partner as well, putting our products in nearly every casino mm-hmm. Down there. And then we're live as well at the couple of the big operators in Oklahoma. And so those are the places you can see the products mm-hmm. today. As I mentioned, though, actively looking to seek a Las Vegas office. We hope to have a showroom at some point. We recognize that if you want to be a mainstream gaming company, you need to have an office. And if you're going to have an office, why not in the gaming capital of the world? So we're expect to have an office by later this year, which will have a showroom in it. And we'll be able to showcase all our latest offerings there as well.
Great. Cat's out of the bag. IGT's newest MLP theme, Prosperity Link, is a hit and performing at over triple versus House, according to Eilers' June report. Both partner themes feature the player favorite lock and respin bonus and the exciting free games bonus with either scatter or multiplier wilds. Prosperity Link will drive players to your floor with its popular game mechanics. Grab this exciting game while it's hot. Learn more at IGT.com/prosperity. So tell us about some of your strategy. Are you looking to enter the premium market, or are you going to stay in the core games to begin with?
Both. Yeah. And I think that's unique, what we're trying mm-hmm. to do as a small supplier. As oftentimes small suppliers, they come to the market with one cabinet, one offering, and might even only have a couple themes on that and that offering. And we're coming together with four cabinets, mm-hmm. Three of which are for sale offerings. So we have a slant top offering, which is really designed for the sight lines, improved views throughout the casino. Mm-hmm. We've got a triple screen cabinet, which is probably our best seller today. And then we've got a curved vertical screen cabinet to kind of compete in that very, very competitive portrait landscape design segment. Those are all for sale mm-hmm. options. And then the most talked about product for us probably at the NIGA show was our new Altius product, which is our premium offering mm-hmm. With a large 55-inch 4K monitor on the top screen mm-hmm. to showcase bonus rounds and progressives and mm-hmm. a lot of new features in there as well. And so we're really excited by that hitting the market. You'll probably see the very first of those hit mm-hmm. casinos this month, in the month of June. Okay. So. We're rolling now, and it's really exciting.
Sure, that sounds interesting. How about systems? Obviously, starting as a bingo company, you've got to have some systems.
Systems are as a bingo company, we are obviously have some system components to it. We have system elements to mm-hmm. even our games.
Sure,
a lot of the games today have progressives in mm-hmm. them and other features in them, but the systems that are a key component of our strategy all revolve around our technology around building games.
Okay.
And so we've got some unique features like mm-hmm. our Mega Share feature, where people who are playing our games, when one person hits a progressive jackpot, others can share in the prizes. That's obviously driven by a system element to that. But think of the systems elements that we're providing as core and unique to the product and the machine itself, mm-hmm. not your traditional, as my background, my old Bally Day background of slot accounting and play tracking, not those types of systems. Mm-hmm. Systems all around driving the game and the game performance.
Great. So you'll just plug into whatever system that the the casino has.
Yeah, so from a slot accounting perspective, marketing perspective, mm-hmm. we plug into whatever provider they choose to use on their casino floor.
And I guess that will go along with whatever cashless option you're using. It'll be the casino.
Yeah, if they're doing electronic funds transfers mm-hmm. up and down on the cards, which obviously is a topic today in mm-hmm. the industry that a lot of people are looking to migrate to, or whatever Tito function or others, we let the system drive that. Mm-hmm. And we use industry standard protocols, obviously, to accomplish all that.
Right.
And that makes our games seamless to the consumer. There's nothing unique about a Zetro mm-hmm. game in the casino from a technical aspect than the game sitting right next to them.
Okay, great. So any plans to get into the branded market, you know, recognizable brands, or are you going to continue to just develop your own content, your own brands?
You know, our core brands that we've been developing mm-hmm. internally have been so successful. We really intend to stick with those for now. We'll let the bigger guys maybe dabble in the big brands, obviously. Mm-hmm. There's certainly a market for that.
Sure, right. Well, you know that
from my days at Bally's, that, you know, branded products are really popular. But they're also, you know, as a supplier, they're that's a pretty big cost, and it adds to the structure. And as a startup, I think, you know, when your core product is doing so well on its own, you know, I think you're kind of more likely to stick with that from a strategy perspective. Right. And, you know, use branded products potentially as extensions into the future. So it's certainly something we'll evaluate as we grow. But for the time being, we're really pleased with what we have.
Sure, sure. Well, you know, you were such an important cog in the wheel of Bally's. You know, I don't want to say it was ever a small company, but you really were there when it elevated itself to the status where it is today as Light and Wonder.
It's fantastic. It was a great run.
So right now, though, when you look at running a small company like this, what are the differences? What are you going to learn from your Bally's experience? That will help Zetro.
Yeah, you know, it's a great question, and it literally is quite a difference. Obviously,
sure,
you know,
right.
I had a 4,500 person team,
right.
You know, at Scientific Games, and an amazing group of people, and still an amazing group of people there. It's a great company, and I'm very proud of my nearly 20 years there. But now joining a smaller company, and like mm-hmm. I said, Zetro is smaller, you know, decent size globally, but in the U.S., you know, we're very small,
right?
And you know, the biggest thing you learn is there's no one to delegate to here.
Right,
and,
exactly.
You know, I had a great, large, big team at Scientific Games. Here, you know, we're a handful of people mm-hmm. Getting this started. And so it's very hands-on.
Yeah.
It's a roll-up-your-sleeves approach, but I like that. And I think what I learned at Scientific Games in all of my nearly 20 years there, I had a lot of experience in a lot of different departments. You know, I spent time in sales.
Mm-hmm.
I spent time in service.
Right.
You know, I have a CPA background, so I worked in the, you know, worked closely with the finance team.
Sure.
I worked closely with the marketing team. I ran engineering for a long time there
mm-hmm.
as well.
Right.
And so I really, you know, blessed to have spent an amazing journey there and got to work and touch in nearly every department there.
Sure.
And I think it's that time served that is really going to benefit me at Zetro, because, you know, a lot of those roles, in a small company, you have to wear a lot of hats.
Sure,
having worked in a lot of those departments, I can leverage those skills and knowledge I've acquired over the years to help build Zetro.
Sure, sure. So it's a pretty much an all-hands-on-deck type of approach.
It is. That's part of the fun part about it.
Sure.
Is, you know, you do get to do a lot of the hands-on work, and I really do enjoy that aspect.
Right, sure, absolutely. So NIGA was a really good trade show, I thought, at least on day one. But we have G2E on the horizon now. And just seeing how excited people were to be back at NIGA at a trade show in person, I'm expecting G2E to be pretty spectacular this year. What are your plans for G2E?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
I think people were really excited to get mm-hmm. back to a trade show again.
Right.
The industry was really waiting to kind of, and it felt like NIGA was it,
you know,
and we got to go there, we got to not wear masks, obviously, and it felt normal again.
Right.
It felt like we were mm-hmm. back in business again, and talking with casino operators, their businesses are booming, so it was great to see.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm with you, I expect G2E to be an amazing show. I mean,
sure.
I think there'll be interest levels as high as we've ever seen in the past. And so for us, of course, it's going to be a huge show for us.
Sure,
you know,
right.
NIGA was a big show for us. It was
right.
our very first ever NIGA, mm-hmm. by the way. We'd
okay.
never been to NIGA before.
Okay.
And so that was our first mm-hmm. NIGA. We've been to G2E in the past,
sure.
but our presence there is going to be bigger than ever.
Mm-hmm.
Our booth size will be our biggest yet.
Right.
We're going to have more machines than we've ever had before.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be all Class 3 machines.
Right.
There won't be any of the bingo machines. We're going to have 100% focus on the
okay.
Class 3 product. You'll see all four of the cabinets that we had at the NIGA show, but you'll see the depth of the library and content
mm-hmm.
library
right.
on full display
yeah.
at G2E. You'll be able to see, you know, wow, this isn't just a set of three or four games here. There's a whole library behind this, and nearly everything, probably nearly 90% of our booth will be available for sale
mm-hmm.
at the show. So this
okay.
isn't a case where we're going to the show and showing you things you might
right.
get a year or 2 years
yeah.
from
right,
now.
Right, yeah.
Like, this is stuff that's available to purchase today. And so that even makes us even more
sure.
excited. when you tie that and you start thinking about that in combination with where we will be in our growth strategy by this fall, really exciting times.
Yeah, absolutely. And with the casino industry bouncing back like never before, I mean, there's a lot of demand for new games and new looks.
It is. And, you know, I think and that's why I think we're seeing so many people open up their doors to Zetro.
Right.
And, you know, while there's a lot of great content out there from a lot of suppliers, people do want diversity on their casino floors. And they'd like to have as many vendor choices as they can. And I think people root for the little guys to succeed, and they want our products to do well. And so far, we've proven to them that we can do well in those markets. Yeah. And I think that'll be on full showcase at G2E as well.
Okay, great. So, you know, you mentioned early on that Zetro has been very successful in the international market, and we've seen that. I mean, I get a press release at least once a week from the international office about new machines going into casinos around the world. So do you think you can translate that to what's going to happen here in the U.S.?
We fully do. Yeah. I mean, we think success is just imminent, really, more than anything else for us. And we're seeing it in the demand for the products. We have an extremely aggressive growth strategy. You know, I mentioned just three markets today, but rapidly entering in the Midwest tribal market now as we speak, actively seeking licenses in some of the key jurisdictions there. And you'll see as we get into 2023 and 2024, us getting into more of the commercial markets. And so you're going to see Zetro products in a lot more places around the United States. And then shortly, you know, along later in that time frame, you know, you'll start to see us expanding into Canada, Class 2 VLT markets as well. I mean, so we expect to be in all the key markets. And so, you know, growth is going to be something we're focusing on.
Great, great. Well, Derek, congratulations once again on taking the helm here at Zetro US. And we're going to be excited to follow your progress down through the next few years.
Well, that's great. Thank you for having me on. It's great to share our story and appreciate your time.
Good. Well, we'll get back together again next year and we'll figure out how well you're doing now.
That's great. I look forward to it. Thanks, man.
Enjoyed this week's podcast sponsored by IGT and its newest MLP theme Prosperity Link. It's a hit and performing at over 3 times versus house according to Eilers June report. Discover more at igt.com/prosperity. To learn more about Zetro, its innovative products and plans for North America, visit ggbmagazine.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.